Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good afternoon. 23 degrees in Brantford. It's 23 in Hamilton, also 23 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Quite muggy this afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. The U.S. president has used his address at the United Nations General Assembly in New York to criticize Canada and some 150 other nations for recognizing a Palestinian state. Donald Trump says the move rewards Hamas for its 2023 attack on Israel. Prime Minister Mark Carney made the declaration for the country during a high-profile meeting at the Assembly Hall. From one war to another, Carney also co-chaired an event at the UN today that focused on Ukrainian children abducted by Russia. Carney says Russian President Vladimir Putin is solely to blame for this. Provincial police say one person is dead after a crash involving a loose wheel on the Queen Elizabeth Way in St. Catharines earlier today. Police say a wheel came off a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction and struck two vehicles. Police say the driver of one of the vehicles was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say a passenger in the same vehicle was taken to hospital for observation. Loblaw is expanding its fleet of driverless trucks operating in the Toronto area through its partnership with Gatik AI Incorporated. The grocer says it will ramp up the number of the trucks to 50 in operation by the end of next year, up from 6 currently in operation as a pilot program. Rob Weeb, chief administrator of Loblaw, says the move will allow the company to ship orders more frequently to customers across more than 300 Loblaw stores. A walk in memory of a young Brantford woman in support of the Sick Kids Foundation is returning for a fourth year. The Shelby Neal Walk for Kids will take place this Saturday, September 27th at 10 in the morning at Waterworks Park in Brantford. Neal died when a tree fell on her camper during a violent storm at Pinehurst Lake Conservation Area in 2022. Funds raised support the highest priority needs of Toronto's Sick Kids Hospital. The event is being supported by Freedom House in Brantford. In sports, with a playoff berth secured, the Toronto Blue Jays will focus on winning the AL East Division pennant this week. The Jays, who lead the New York Yankees by 2 games, open a 3-game set this evening against the visiting Boston Red Sox. 11 NHL preseason games on the schedule for this evening. 6 Canadian teams in action. Toronto entertains the Ottawa Senators. The Montreal Canadiens, who beat Pittsburgh 2-1 in a shootout last night, host Philadelphia. Elsewhere, the Edmonton Oilers visit the Winnipeg Jets. Calgary is home to Seattle. Light 92 weather, cloudy skies this afternoon and this evening, the chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm this evening, 17 overnight, Wednesday, the chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 20 with a humidex of 27, more showers Thursday, Friday, a mix of sun and cloud. Right now in Brantford, it's 23 degrees, 23 in Hamilton, and 23 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.